Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the pros and cons of open source software. So I use a tool called Rescue Time and keeps track of where my time's going. And I use that to kind of like focus in, right? Because there's so much to do in a friggin' week. And I want to make sure that I get the most out of my time. So I ran the numbers and I posted them because I kind of thought they were funny. And someone made the comment of, "This is why you never develop anymore." I'm like, oh, you're right. It's like 6 hours in Outlook, 5 hours in Word, 5 hours in Excel, 5 hours in PowerPoint. Doesn't leave a lot of time for development, which is a bummer because I really liked when I used to develop open source security tools and operations tools. It's a good thing. And a lot of organizations, though, have now banned them. So the tip to you is if you're going to ban open source tools, make sure you put in a reasonableness clause. Let me tell you why. First, the pros for banning open source tools. I get it, right? There's no operational support. If you rely on the tool and the developers stop working on it, you're out of luck. If you rely on the tool and it breaks and you don't have programmers on staff or people who can fix it, you're out of luck. You can very quickly trade the cost savings and professional tools for the technical debt you get and the risk you get with open source. So I understand fully all the reasons why not to do it, as well as the security concern, even though this is very rare, but it is possible, the security concern of someone having snuck in back doors into the code base. So those are the reasons to say, hey, no, not in my place. No open source. No for you. But, as a guy who wrote tools, I would have liked people to use my tools. As a, security consultant who now gets involved with penetration tests and everything, we use a lot of open source tools, and there's a reason for that. The reason why red teams usually use open source tools is it's a more accurate test. The criminals, generally speaking, are not going to go buy professional pen testing software X from big vendor, right? It's just not going to happen. They're going to use open source tools, and they're going to cobble together their own tools to go after you. So by having a pen tester who uses open source tools, you get a more accurate test and a more accurate assessment, more real-world assessment of where you stack up against those. This goes back to H.D. Moore's law, saying that the speed of a security program advances at the speed of exploits being loaded in the Metasploit, another open source tool. So that's one, more accurate. Two, what's interesting is a lot of these tools don't have commercial counterparts. So for example, I was talking to a guy about Burp Suite. I'm like, is there even a commercial version of Burp Suite? And maybe there is. I can't think of one. He couldn't think of one. If you can think of one, tweet me, obviously, or leave it in comments. But for all these tools, that's it. You get what you get, and you're on the open source world. So if you think about putting together a security program, you need to rely on some of those open source tools because those may be the best tools out there, and or they may be the only tools out there. What this all comes down to is if you're going to ban open source in an enterprise environment, we need to have a reasonableness test. We ban this for these three reasons: supportability, line of business, continuity, those types of things. But we make exceptions for areas where commercial software might not exist or areas where this utility is useful in speeding up the process, but not necessarily required. So if the tool goes away, we're not in a bad spot. Those types of things. Hash it out. Give it some thought, because open source isn't going away. There's a lot of great tools out there. That's it. That's all I got. Have a good one.